This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first budget of Narendra Modi government's third term. In the Lok Sabha, presenting the Union Budget for 2024-2025, the Finance Minister said despite global headwinds, the Indian economy continues to be a shining exception and will be fastest growing economy in years ahead. The Finance Minister said this budget is mainly focused on employment, skilling, MSMEs and middle class as he announced the Prime Minister's package for youth. Finance Minister has increased the standard of deduction for salaried employees in income tax from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Similarly, deduction of family pension for pensioners is enhanced from 15,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees. This will provide relief to about 4 crore salaried individuals and pensioners. The Finance Minister has reduced the corporate tax rate on foreign companies from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital for development needs. Government has abolished the so-called angel tax for all classes of investors to bolster the Indian startup economy system, boost the entrepreneurial spirit and support innovation. Finance Minister has proposed Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. Monetary limits for filing appeals related to direct taxes, excise and service tax have been increased. It will be 60 lakh rupees for tax tribunals, 2 crore rupees for high courts and 5 crore rupees for Supreme Court. This year, the budget has made a provision of 1.52 lakh crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. The Finance Minister said in next 2 years, 1 crore farmers across the country will be initiated into natural farming supported by certification and branding. He said government will bring out a national cooperation policy for systematic, orderly and all-round development of the cooperative sector. The Finance Minister has announced several proposals for the housing sector. She said 3 crore additional houses under the PM Awas Yojana in rural and urban areas in the country have been announced, for which the necessary allocations are being made. Also, for promoting women-led development, the budget carries an allocation of more than 3 lakh crore rupees for schemes benefiting women and girls. In Union Budget 2024-25, government has announced various measures for improving the socio-economic conditions of the tribal communities. Finance Minister has proposed a provision of 2.66 crore rupees for rural development, including rural infrastructure. She has also announced that more than 100 branches of India Post Payment Bank will be set up in the Northeast region to expand the banking services. TDP leader and Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu lauded the Union Budget, saying that significant provisions have been announced for the development of Andhra Pradesh and the Polavaram project. Speaking to media in the Parliament House complex after the budget, he said the Polavaram project is a lifeline for the people of the state. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has termed the Union Budget as a dream budget for all citizens. Talking to media in the Parliament House complex today, Mr. Rijiju said it is a growth-oriented budget which focuses on every section of the society. Congress has criticized the budget, saying that it is an underwhelming budget and it doesn't address income disparity. Talking to media outside Parliament, party MP Sasi Tharoor said that there is also no mention of MG Narega in the budget. Mr. Tharoor, however, welcomed the abolition of angel tax in the budget. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also criticized the Union Budget, saying it fails to address the issues of inflation and unemployment. He alleged that the budget has nothing concrete for farmers. He added that until the farmers' issues are resolved, the employment is ensured for the youth, the people will not be benefited. Indian stock markets declined significantly today as the government proposed to raise the tax on capital gains and on trading derivatives. The BSE Sensex dropped below 80,000, losing more than 1,248 points, while the NSE Nifty fell by 409 points. The Indian rupee also dropped to a record low against the US dollar to 83.69 rupees. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.